producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, little news update here. We're still live into overdrive. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News with the great news crew. Leanne McAdoo, Darren McBreen, John Bound, Jakari Jackson, David Knight, and so many others that make it all possible. Don't forget, it's you out there, the viewers, that make it possible. As I said 1,000 times, we're not like NPR that gets $400-plus million of taxpayer money and then begs for money from their audience as well locally to fund themselves and then promotes anti-liberty, anti-freedom agendas. We're not like MSNBC and NBC that got over $1 billion in bailout and stimulus money that then pay Rachel Maddow so no one can watch her as she tells you that your family is bad and that families are evil and your kids belong to her and all the rest of the walruses masquerading as reporters. We're funded by bringing you high-quality, cutting-edge products, Molon Labe, Made in America, 1776 t-shirts and things like that to say, hey, come and take it, scumbags. We'll talk like we want. We'll say what we want. We'll do what we want. Period. And again, my favorite shirt is the Molon Labe shirt that, of course, means come and take it in Latin, but goes back to the Greeks when they wouldn't turn in their swords and spears. We got two different variants of that. Those are made in America, InfoWarsStore.com or made in 1776.com. But since I mentioned this earlier, I want to get to it. I had this idea kind of last week, and then I saw stories all over the news today, one up at InfoWars.com, about bumper stickers popping up that say Ebola. But then in the O, it is the Obama symbol. So we now have a T-shirt that on the back says Obola, InfoWars.com, and on the front says Ebola. So we're the first to get these out, ladies and gentlemen, and I have announced a limited run. We have them in production right now. Take a few weeks to get them in, and then we'll ship them out, and that's it. So when they're sold out, they're sold out. We're doing 3,000 of the blood-splattered version and a little less of the one that doesn't have the fake blood-splatter version. But it's a great way to desecrate the political correct gods. It's a great way to say we'll equate big government and tyranny with disease. In fact, we're going to add to that shopping cart page, if you go to the front page of InfoWars.com, a graphic that Kurt Nemo put together today. And in that graphic that you can see again at InfoWars.com, you can see that it breaks down. In fact, let me just go to InfoWars.com and I can do that to the homepage. It says Ebola. Front page, anti-gun, anti-sovereignty, anti-liberty, tyranny is a disease. That's why we're putting this out. Because they say, oh, you can't criticize our Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx called him, Barack Hussein Obama. Well, we are going to do it, even though he's a puppet. It doesn't matter. It's about getting in the face of the system. Remember back when we started promoting the Obama socialist Joker image, when they tried to ban it in L.A. without our own version? And then all over the country, people put it up. They were threatening to arrest them, so more people put up, and then they backed off. There is such a political correct intimidation to where now they say you can't be a geisha girl on Halloween or a cowboy, that everyone is just groveling and going along with whatever they say. Well, we're not going to be part of this anymore. We must be politically incorrect, folks, because they're making the circle of what is kosher and acceptable smaller and smaller and smaller. I predict these will sell out in a week or quicker. The new Obama Ebola T-shirts. It says Ebola on the back with the Obama symbol as the O, and then Ebola on the front. We have the blood spattered, fake blood spattered. It's not real blood, folks, obviously. 2+2=4. We have that available, and then we have the one that's clean. InfoWarsStore.com 4888. 253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support, becoming PrisonPlanet.tv members as well. Great job to the crew. We'll see you back tonight, 7 o'clock, and back tomorrow, Lord willing. Don't take it for granted. We're under attack. So are you. 11 a.m. Central.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Most syndicated radio talk show hosts do not have other syndicated radio talk show hosts on. I have anybody on the broadcast that wants to try to save this country, wants to preserve the right of private property, the right to practice your religion, the right to self-defense, the right to be a parent, the right to not be a slave. But I tell you, I agree with about 97% of what Michael Savage talks about and breaks down. And I'm always honored to have him on the show. I've been on his show a few times. He has our reporters on a routine basis. And no one understands what's going on in the world on talk radio other than InfoWars.com like Michael Savage does. He'll be joining us for the full second hour coming up. And you know that I've been making Obama Deception 2 for 5 years. And then I just wait, and I've done literally more than 50 interviews, been all over the country, other parts of the world. I could make it in about a month now because I've just got all this bombshell material that all ties together. But I've been so busy with the TV end of things and covering Ebola and deaths in my family and illnesses in the family. That's why I wasn't here yesterday. And just all hell breaking loose, quite frankly, that I never got it out. And then I always have to restart the film.
I intend to get with Rob Jacobson and some of the other crew and just take what we've got and just put it out. Because the last working title, I don't want to give out the exact title, was The Obama Deception. The Second American Civil War, basically. Well, what's Savage's new book called? And since I started reading it, I can't put it down. Stop the Coming Civil War. That's why I'm saying it could be one of the most important books of our time. Because if America has a staged civil war, it will change world history forever and could trigger things that make Nazi Germany look like a tea party, a cakewalk. And if you're a sociologist, an anthropologist, a historian, if you have wide-ranging historical understanding, it is a no-brainer what Savage says in this book. In fact, it is a guarantee. You smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day for 25 years, you're going to get emphysema or lung cancer. You jump off a 1,000-foot cliff without a parachute and it has a rocky bottom, you're going to die on the bottom. You boil water, it's going to boil. You slit your wrist with a hatchet or a knife, you're going to bleed to death. What he says in this book, and it's not that I'm following Savage or he's following me, even though we do follow each other. It's that it's common sense, folks. But if we don't get this common sense out to people, the globalists are going to stage a civil war to bring this country down. That's their plan. It's the only way they can take over, and it's what all their preparations are for and what they admit they're getting ready for. So we salute Savage for being prolific, and I don't know, he's probably written 50-something books, a bunch of them, number one New York Times bestsellers. He's joining us for the next hour. Very important issue, because while we're worried about Ebola and a lot of other easy, you know, to cover issues that are obviously something even mainstream media covers, it's the hard issues, as scary as Ebola is, like this, that are complex, real world, and so serious that have to be dealt with. So we're going to break down in the second hour the real plan. And if a plan is exposed before you launch it, if you know about the bank robber's plan a week before they pull off the job, you don't know when they're going to hit the bank exactly, but you know they're going to hit it the next week. What can you do? You can probably find their hideout before they do it, or you can at least be waiting on them when they show up. Don't say that we didn't have the drop on them or the jump on them, okay? We do if you pay attention. And I'm getting chills right now because this is so epic, it's so historical, it's so real, it's so hardcore. So we salute Savage for trying to put a spotlight on this. We harp on it every day here. And so does Savage. And no one is plagiarizing the other. We're looking at the same thing coming down the road here. And quite frankly, it's not rocket science. He puts it together in an easy-to-read rocket science for dummies fashion. It's guaranteed. The collectivists, socialists, and their financial backers that want a monopoly are going to pull this off. They're going to go for broke. Fortune favors the bold. They know that. Well, fortune favors the bold on both sides. Our treasure is liberty and freedom and justice and not being slaves and having dignity. We either get involved now, ladies and gentlemen, or we're going to lose everything. That is in the second hour today. Stop the coming civil war. We ought to have a weekly report called that because just that's what's being geared up for. The entire infrastructure of Homeland Security was started for Al-Qaeda, but then flipped over to the two-party veterans, gun owners, Christians, anti-Gen 21 groups, private property groups. I mean, basically, if you're a good organization that George Washington would like, if you were a moderate to George Washington, even a liberal, because he was a conservative and didn't agree with a lot of what Thomas Jefferson had to say. Those were your true conservative would be George Washington. Liberal would be Thomas Jefferson. I admire both of them. Great thinkers. If you basically are like Thomas Jefferson, the so-called liberals hate your guts the most because they are the antithesis of a liberal. I'll be honest with you. I'm more of a Thomas Jefferson, even though I super admire George Washington. I'm more of a Thomas Jefferson, a classical liberal. And I bet when I ask Savage this, he'll agree. I'll say, you're a classical liberal, aren't you, in the vein of Thomas Jefferson? And I bet money he agrees because I've read his books. I've listened to him. I know what he stands for. Doesn't mean he hadn't made mistakes or, you know, said things he probably shouldn't have. All of us have. But at the end of the day, he doesn't want to see the Republic fall, so he's going to be joining us. Now let's get to the really serious news that's currently taking place on the economy, on the wars, on Ebola, obviously is huge. This was just announced in the last hour. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. First Ebola patient diagnosed in the U.S. has died, AP Dallas. The first Ebola patient diagnosed in the United States died today, this morning, at Dallas Hospital, according to a hospital spokesman. Thomas Eric Duncan was pronounced dead at 7:51 a.m. at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas, where he was admitted September 28th and has been kept in isolation, according to spokesman Wendell Watson. Yeah, shouldn't have been in a regular hospital. Shouldn't have been in a level 4 government BioShield weapon lab. That's, by the way, federal law. They just ignore it as part of destroying the law. Duncan carried the deadly virus with him from Liberia, though he showed no signs when he left for the United States. That's been proven to be bull. Love the whitewash here. He arrived in Dallas September 20th and fell sick a few days later. Yeah. His condition was downgraded during the weekend from serious to critical. Others in Dallas are still being monitored as health officials try to contain the virus that has ravaged West Africa, with more than 3,400 people reported dead. They also are trying to tap down anxiety among residents frightened of contracting Ebola. Though the disease can be spread only through direct contact with the body fluids of an already sick person, well, that's not guaranteed to be true. Health officials have identified 10 people, including 7 health workers, who had direct contact with Duncan while he was contagious. Another 38 people have also had to come in contact with him. The family is quarantined after days, but another 30-plus people are just being monitored. No, they should be locked up. Remember, I'm Mr. Anti-Lock People Up, but the only time you can lock people up is when they've been around somebody with something that kills 90-plus percent of people that come in contact with it. You get it, 90-plus percent of the time, you're dead. Even with all the modern stuff, they're saying it's 60, 70%, upgraded from 50-something percent they were saying would die. I mean, this guy died. And it's a horrible death with blood spewing out of every orifice. I'm not going to go into details. You know about it. But it's not pretty. And I'm right down the road from this with all these Dallasites and people just pouring into Austin for the big rock concerts. They've had 2 weeks in a row, last weekend, this weekend, ACL, hip-hop, all of it, huge music festival. And all these international flights coming in, and it's just ridiculous. They say keep your kids home if they're sick with the cold, but then they sent this guy's kids to school at first. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then said parents were wrong, we pulling their kids out of the school. Well, let me tell you, the way kids spread stuff in the school system, if I lived in Dallas and had my kids in public school, and there was one case with somebody's kids going to school, I would take them out of school, period, in the whole school system. They shut down whole cities in Liberia and Sierra Leone and other areas trying to stop the spread of it. Here they go, oh, just fly in. Oh, just come across the border. By the way, you know what else is in the news? U.S. Representative Duncan Hunter said 10 ISIS fighters caught by U.S. Border Patrol. That's coming up. By the way, that means Al-Qaeda. And here's Bloomberg. Kurdish protesters, Royal Turkey, yeah, they're burning stuff down, as jihadists fight. And the Kurds are in the news. Kurds blame Turkey for not stopping ISIS. They go on to say that they're really Al-Qaeda and that Turkey is funding the group that has been slaughtering them. See, the Kurds live over there. They're being murdered by Al-Qaeda, calling itself IS, ISIS, ISIL, to confuse people. And so their response is, riot inside Turkey and burn stuff down. And the jihadis are battling them. I mean, the Kurds haven't attacked anybody in hundreds of years. They want to be left alone. They're a minority group of Muslims, and they know what's going on. They don't know who Britney Spears is, I'll bet you money, but they do know who ISIS is, just like the Pentagon does, just like the Pentagon's gone to Obama and said, stop it. And the British Ministry of Defense has gone to Cameron and said, stop it. And I'm not even lionizing the military, but when they do the right thing, they do the right thing. Our whole political system, well, Congressman Jones was on last week, I guess Monday, and they all know the Saudis were behind 9/11 and our government stood down, and they're saying release it. You see, this stuff's all real. And now Obama has let Al-Qaeda into the country. And when they attack us, Obama will take more of our liberties and grandstand. No one will point out that they let them in. Geraldo Rivera will call us racist for saying the border shouldn't be wide open. And that Ebola could come into the U.S. Of course, it did come in.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. FakeTV, the burglar deterrent.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Ebola news, then I'll get into the economic news and a lot more in the next segment and open the phones up. Again, if you just joined us, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Infowars.com is the main site. PrisonPlanet.com is the backup. It has a lot of original news on it as well. The subscription, the Infowars nightly news site, is PrisonPlanet.tv. First Ebola patient diagnosed in the U.S. has died. Thomas Eric Duncan died at 7:51 a.m. from the virus Ebola. Wall Street Journal, Spain struggles to address concern over Ebola case. Just do what our media does and just say it's not bad for you and it's no big deal. Do what the CDC does. Just come out and say that there is absolutely no problem. Meanwhile, she got it from an Ebola patient they brought into the country. Again, bring people into the country and don't put them in a level 4 bioweapons lab. You are a total criminal. Bring them in, you're a criminal. You bring them in and don't put them in a top facility by themselves or with other Ebola patients, you are now culpable. Big time. And I told everybody, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I've had virologists on, the default protocol is don't bring them in the country, keep them on ships or in country where they have it. The default is don't send 3,000 and then 2,000 more, 5,000 U.S. troops into three different African countries that are collapsing. Just default. Don't do that. Default. Don't not scrub the ambulance and the house day one and default quarantine the whole family and everybody they came in contact with and quarantine everybody who flew in on the plane with them. Didn't happen. None of it happened. Because the feds, folks, when TB is drug resistant and they catch somebody flying, they have a database, they arrest them at the airport almost every time. They have a database. They actually do a pretty good job. Let me explain that to you. They want this spreading, period, like I said a month and a half ago, like I said a month ago, a week ago, and Monday. Think about it. Think about it. Let it sink in. I know you know, I know I know, but that's how evil the people are that have hijacked our government. And hijacked is key. This is not our government. If somebody hijacks a plane and puts on the pilot outfit, which a lot of hijackers do because people start following their orders when they put on the captain's outfit, that's not the captain, folks. You don't open the borders up and say, everything's free, come to America. If you're the president, you're an enemy of the republic, period. That's not rhetoric. Those words don't even begin to get near the severity. I don't have words. Shakespeare wouldn't have words to describe the spirit of destruction, the spirit of anti-freedom, the will to wreck this country and only let select interest operate in it. So Spain struggles to address concern over Ebola case. Oh, really? European Union asked Spain for more information on how health worker contracted disease. Well, they brought in other health workers out of West Africa that had it, and that's how she got it. And they're now saying she touched her face. Document. Spanish woman touched face with Ebola glove. Let me give you the news flash. It's mutated over 300 times. Used to mutate a couple times a year. Now it's mutating 300 times in the last year. That's CDC's own numbers. And it's clearly incubates from not 3 days, but 21 at least. And it's clearly spreading faster. And most virologists, we said this 2 months ago, almost 2 months ago, from the New York Times 3 weeks ago, that they believe it is somewhat, I'm going to say it again, weak but airborne. Weak but airborne. And they had the discoverer of Ebola come out yesterday and say they believe it's going to go airborne. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen if it goes airborne. If they leave the border open or they let it spread, they're 100% responsible. And I want everybody to know, remember who did it. And let me tell you, what are they planning to do if they can get away with this? What are the people running Homeland Security and the Centers for Disease Control and the National Security Council? That's what really runs the country, the COG, that's over NORTHCOM, the Continuity Government Board. What are they doing? They're doing this in front of everyone. They're funding Al-Qaeda in front of everyone. They're opening the borders in front of everyone. They're turning the power plants off in front of everyone. They're doing policies that will destroy the dollar in front of everyone. They're starting wars with Russia for no reason in front of everyone. What is going on? What is going on? What is going on? These people are out of control. So they've shipped more than 25 people into the U.S. that have Ebola, and they've shipped a couple into Spain and started spread there. Connecticut Health Commissioner granted quarantine power. AP. Yeah, see, they're going to use this to lock whoever they want once it spreads. Let the crisis get out of control. Coast Guard sector issues new steps on Ebola virus. AP. I guarantee you they did that because it's default. Obama will probably order a stand down. I predict that, a quiet stand down. CDC airborne Ebola possible, but unlikely. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Seven Planets TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the rats are leaving the sinking ship very, very quickly now. Basically, none of the Democrats want Obama at their functions. Bumper stickers are showing up all over California and other areas saying Ebola with the Obama symbol in the middle of the O. You can see it at drudgereport.com. Infowars.com also has an article about it. And I tell you, great minds think alike. I began first about a week and a half ago. I'm sure other people did this as well because it's obvious, calling it Ebola. And so I already had the crew, well, I'd mentioned it to them last week, never got around to it, making a T-shirt that said Ebola on the back and Ebola on the front with the symbol. So the shirts are being made right now. We're going to go ahead and post it on the shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to go ahead and post that because it's good to associate Obama and socialism and collectivism and anti-guns with disease. Because tyranny is the most dangerous disease this world's ever seen. Killed 262 million non-combatants, according to the University of Hawaii, under democide, death by government, in the 20th century alone. And so we are coming out with a limited edition. I have told them to make only 3,000 of these in different sizes, from small up to XXL. 3,000 are being made right now. They'll be here in a few weeks. So go ahead and pre-order, and you'll get it. I don't know, it comes in 2-3 weeks, taking a week to ship it. You'll get it in a month. You'll be the first to have it. I haven't seen anybody else that has this yet. And it helps fund the operation and denigrate their God. Because Obama had to be politically destroyed quicker than they wanted him to. They always want their political gods destroyed to bring you the new God. But they intended this guy to really be messianic and to never be fully discredited. He fell a lot faster than they intended, and that's good because it discredits their whole system. And going into the next election cycle, we need to fully destroy Barack Obama because we know he's a puppet. But the general public doesn't fully get that, so you have to absolutely discredit everything associated with him. His anti-gun, anti-family, you didn't build it. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt. All of his fraud must be destroyed. We don't want to hurt him physically. That would save him if somebody tried to kill him or kill him. That's something the globalists might do, in my gut. That's in the cards, definitely, or at least in his fake assassination attempt. We want to destroy his image because he's not real to begin with, a narcissist husk. So that's very important. If it's not up there right now, we have the next hour, InfoWarsStore.com, or just tell us what size you want or how many when you call. And by the way, to rush this out, this will not be made in America. We have our non-made in America lines from Mexico and Vietnam and you name it. Most of our shirts are now made in America. They usually cost a lot more for us. We sell them to the same price, and it takes forever to get because of all the regulations and red tape and bureaucracy. You know, a T-shirt from Mexico that costs us $3 from the U.S. costs $12. Though the stuff made in America is better. That's the madein1776.com line at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a sub-site on there. All the Moan Labe shirts, you name it, all the Patriot apparel. But the this shirt will end up being one of the ones they have in mass already ready. I don't know where it'll be from because it's being made right now. I just said make it as fast as you can. So you got the Made in America stuff, and you got the stuff that isn't Made in America. Though we don't really put a lot of shirts out now that aren't Made in America, but they're not part of the Made in 1776 line. So the shirt is going to be $14.95 to make it affordable in all sizes, but XXL will be $19.95 in that. And so if you want to order it, get ready, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about Survival Shield X2. We'll get back into the news. They don't tell you about iodine. With all the madness going on, notice they're not telling you about iodine. They don't tell you about the research or how to actually prepare. They don't talk about the key studies on natural plant compounds and how they work to defend the body. Amid all this insanity, notice people are just waiting on Bill Gates to create some new magic vaccine that will be tested on African babies, and you know what will happen. Just like Gardasil. They don't want you to be prepared. They don't want to tell you about the real ways to be prepared. It's up to you to be prepared for yourself because the loving government isn't going to tell you how to do it or what they're doing for that matter. InfoWarsLife.com, 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 or 888-253-3139. Also, what else I'm doing for my immune system is DNA Force that's back in stock for a limited time, contains a whole bunch of patented ingredients based on Nobel Prize science and backed by clinical research. We have that stuff linked at InfoWarsLife.com and the videos as well. Just one such patented ingredient has more potent antioxidant activity than vitamin C. That's kind of a joke statement. It's something like several thousand cartons of blueberries in every serving equivalent. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Help energize your cellular powerhouse, mitochondrial function, and sustain healthy cell cycles. DNA Force is the most amazing product yet from InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life formula line. So whether it's DNA Force or Oxy Powder that flushes out the gut, 70%+ of your immune system is in the gut. Just all of it is available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase makes the entire transmission, everything we do here, possible. And this is what I'm personally doing for my health and my family, is drinking more purified water, eating more healthy non-GMO food, getting sun, having fun, laughing and joking with my children, getting more exercise, taking Survival Shield, taking Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, taking DNA Force. And it's just been, I mean, everybody that sees me, I still don't look like I looked when I was 25, but I mean, I don't know, a few more months, we're getting there. We're getting there, folks. I mean, I can't wait to take photos before and after with my shirt off. I mean, my belly is one-tenth of what it was 5 years ago. One-tenth, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, sitting down, there's barely any little pot belly there now. It is 90% gone. And it's taken a while, and it's taken the real things that my body was deficient in. Beyond Tangy Tangerine really helped from InfoWarsHealth.com and the great longevity lines as well. Okay, I'm done plugging, but that's how we fund the operation, and I really believe in these products as well. Let me recap the Ebola news. I haven't gone through the full stack. Then we'll give the number out and take your calls ahead of Michael Savage. Are you upset, or am I wrong about Ebola? I mean, we said it was going to come here. We said that people would get infected by medical workers. It's now happening in Spain, confirmed. We're saying that, you know, this guy would probably die. We're saying the government's doing everything it can to let it spread. Do you disagree with that? We don't screen your calls. I'd love to be convinced I'm wrong. This isn't completely deliberate. I got three children. I've had three family members die of these mystery illnesses this year alone. I've had a family member in serious medical condition for 2 weeks. I'm getting sick of it. And I told you that this whole year, I sense this winter is going to be, I'm on record, a hellish time for disease. I've never talked like that. And then look, Ebola popped up. My gut is never wrong, people. It's never wrong. All hell is about to break loose. I have been telling you this for the last few years and the last 6 months or so before this even popped up. Open borders, collapsing, shutting down the power plants, raising all these taxes, starting war with Russia, Ebola, turning Al-Qaeda loose. I mean, look at this. Every day I see, literally every day I see stuff like this. Washington Times, producer of anti-Obamacare movie, sick and sicker, hit with IRS audit. And that's meant to just intimidate everybody. Folks, you should be scared of not getting involved and them winning. They're going to go after everybody. This is pure tyranny. You tell people there's death panels in the bill, show them the subsection. You tell them it raises 7 taxes on poor people, 20 plus on everybody. That it's designed to screw up the economy and shut America down for Cloward and Piven. Agenda 21. The IRS comes and tears your office apart. We've gotten to enjoy that over the years. I don't even make an issue out of it because it doesn't intimidate me. The state and the feds and all the whatever people. It's going to be your kids dying of Ebola too. Or there's all this flesh-eating stuff that gets in the lungs. Don't you idiots get it? You're not going to be cut out on the winning team. You morons. What the hell's your problem? Excuse me. But you people are morons. There is no honor among thieves. That you don't get out of it going along with this. You got to stand up against it. It's the only shot we've got. And if you're intimidated by this stuff, they win. If you're intimidated by these people, we're going to lose everything. Don't folks understand that? The government has our border wide open. In fact, before I get back into Ebola, look at this headline. The Weekly Standard. General, if Ebola reaches Central America, there will be mass migration into the U.S. No kidding. We have no border, and we've advertised to the world there's no border. And what happens if Ebola gets down into Central and South America, where it's going to breed like wildfire with all their bat species down there that are known to spread it? Let me give you a newsflash. Bats don't die from it on average. They carry it. They now know it's not monkeys. It's bats in Africa. That's been confirmed for a decade. You go down the hike and bike trail in the evening when the bats come out in Austin, Texas, and they fly around. You feel little things wet, smells like pee hitting you. That's their crap. I won't go on the hike and bike trail when the bats come out at night. Not that I'm against bats. I don't like being crapped on by them. And they carry rabies. And I'm not a germaphobe, folks. I'm starting to become one, though, with all these people I know sick and dying. Now, what happens when the bats get Ebola here? With our impaired immune systems and the rest of it. You walk under a bridge, you smell that smell, you hear bats chirping during the day asleep up there. Imagine if that gets into them. There's the New York Times. Linked to African Ebola found in bats suggests virus is more widespread. It's in the bats now. That's why it's spreading all over Africa. They fly over at night. Fruit bats are out during the day as well, part of the day, and they pee and go to the bathroom over you, ladies and gentlemen. And then you breathe it. Do you understand? It's not technically airborne, but it is. Roaches can carry it on their feet. I'm not trying to scare people. I want us to get prepared. I'm concerned. Meanwhile, U.S. Representative Duncan Hunter, we're going to play this clip, says 10 ISIS fighters caught by U.S. Border Patrol. Yeah, we've met with ICE and Border Patrol, and they say they pick up jihadis with the prayer cloths, with Inspire, Al-Qaeda magazine, the whole nine yards. And they're told, oh, that's just a sympathizer or a nut. Give them to us, and then they just basically release them or they don't know where they go. So, see, the government is trying at criminal levels to let these people in so they can go shoot up a school, blow something up. And here's the deal. When Al-Qaeda, under the name ISIS or ISIL, goes and shoots up a school, I'm not turning my guns in. You understand, feds? And then you're going to try to march the police off. I know. And the Civil War starts. That's the whole plan. I get it. And if the American people are dumb enough to go along with this, I guess we deserve it. I guess we did murder 54-plus million babies since 1974. My dad was going to medical school. My mom got pregnant. And Roe v. Wade had just passed, 1973. And abortion was the new hot, trendy thing to do. And my mom was working at the Dallas Morning News. And people told her, oh, your career. Oh, you're doing modeling. Oh, just go get an abortion. Wait till your husband. No, my dad just worked 2-3 jobs, and my mom worked a job part-time while she was pregnant, and I'm here. I'm not dead. But you know what? There were discussions about chopping me up. So maybe America just has to be judged. Maybe that's what this all comes down to. And it's the madness of the elite. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, on Ebola or on these Al-Qaeda fighters crossing the border. What happens when they shoot up a school or shoot up a mall? I'm not going through metal detectors to go to the mall. I'm sick of this. You're supposed to control the border, not random highway checkpoints and malls. And everybody knows that. It's like leaving the castle gate open and then having the guards guard some woman in her bed while the front gate's open and 50,000 barbarians run through with battle axes. And the guards are busy down at the miller's poking him with a sword while he runs a miller machine, grinding grain. I'm pulled over and asked where I'm going, what I'm doing. Cop knows full well I have no criminal record. Just going through their thing, you know, milking the milk cow. Meanwhile, the whole country's going to hell in a handbasket. It's all a giant fraud. Let's go to this clip about 10 Al-Qaeda fighters. They're calling them ISIS. No, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. Here it is.
If you're talking about protecting Americans, ISIS is coming across the southern border.
Let me ask you that.
They are flying B-1 bombers bombing American cities, but they are going to be bombing American cities coming across from Mexico.
All right, let me ask a question. You say that they're coming in the southern border, which is, you know, changes all the dynamics. Do you have any information or any evidence that they're actually coming in the southern border now?
Yes, yes. I have information that I know that at least 10 ISIS fighters have been caught coming across the Mexican border in Texas. There's nobody talking
about
that? Because I've asked the Border Patrol, Greta.
And the Border Patrol, they just let ISIS members come across the border?
No, they caught them at the border. Therefore, we know that ISIS is coming across the border. And if they catch 5 or 10 of them, then you know there's going to be dozens more that did not get caught by the Border Patrol. But that's how you know. All you have to do is ask the Border Patrol. That's where we're at risk here, is from ISIS and radical Islamists coming across the border. Because, once again, they don't have a Navy, they don't have an Air Force, they don't have nuclear weapons. So the only way that Americans are going to be harmed by radical Islamists is by having an open southern border. Chairman Dempsey said the exact same thing. He said, that's where the major threat is here, is having an open summit.
That's what Colonel Schaefer says.
These guys are going to infiltrate into the U.S.
He's the expert on it. Here's the deal, Hunter. You know the real threat. It's that the political class wants to take over and get rid of the Bill of Rights. You guys can do whatever you want and arrest whoever you want. And the political class in both parties, and not just here, but other governments, the entire NATO alliance, has been propping up Al-Qaeda and renaming it, Khorasan and all the rest of it, to menace the West so you guys can take our freedoms. Now, again, that doesn't mean they completely run them. They're winding them up. They're giving them fuel. They're dumping the black widows in the bed. You're all accomplices. I'm not saying Hunter is himself accomplice. I'm saying the people at the top are accomplices, and our own military knows this is coming out, our own military brass. That's why they've been distancing themselves for about 3-4 years, saying we don't want to arm these people. No, we don't want to give them 15,000 Stinger missiles. Because here's the newsflash. FBI, NSA, CIA, Defense Intelligence, you better let people do their job and roll up all these cells, because when they shoot down aircraft, it won't matter what you've done to me. The word's already out, you gave them the Stinger missiles. You understand? We exposed you. You're not going to turn these nuts loose and then not get the blame for it. Do you understand? Do you understand that? Do you get that? The Kurds are burning down Turkey right now, saying Turkey is behind Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And they're right. And the Kurds don't like being murdered in mass. They're tired of it. It could be the same thing. You understand? Just like the Kurds know Turkey's with Al-Qaeda, we know. And no amount of name changing will put Humpty Dumpty back together again. All the king's horses and all the king's PR spin doctors can't put your Wahhabist Saudi Arabian crud together.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
report. Military preparing to respond to Ferguson riots. Missouri sources say authorities plan to shut down airports. This is huge news up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just broke. Michael Savage trying to stop a impending civil war. That's the globalist plan. Stop the coming civil wars. His new book. He's joining us coming up at about 5 after next hour. Some of the other news on Infowars.com. Breaking, U.S. orders agents to monitor travelers for Ebola. Finally, Nebraska school bans the term boys and girls. Train teachers to avoid gendered expressions. See, any communication, any true diversity is bad under political correctness. Yoga studios are banning talking about India or even wearing Indian-style clothes, because that's a style that's popular. And now they've announced the Victory Over Japan statue that shows the sailor kissing the nurse. Let me tell you, when the men got home from World War II, the women were waiting. And the girls, you know, I like to be taken in your arms. That's they love it. Well, now feminist groups are coming out calling for the statue to be taken down, saying it's sexual assault for a woman to fall in the arms of a man. No, that's called life on earth. That's called passion. That's called what makes the world go around. What a bunch of sick freaks. And everyone will do what they say. They'll probably cut it down now. It's all about extremism, about doing what they say. You're pro-family, pro-property, pro-freedom, pro-Thomas Jefferson, you're evil. You're a horrible, gibbering control freak. You're wonderful. All right, let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls in this segment and the next. Bill in California, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I have two comments, please. My first comment is I think you should stay in the radio studio. It's really great, and give the TV studio to the reporters. And my second
comment. Is that the story about Ebola?
Yes, it is. For Ebola, the cure for Ebola can be found if you listen to the song Take Action by Joseph Israel. Yahweh will cure all the diseases, and vitamin C cures Ebola. And so Yahweh will destroy Babylon, and will gather the Israelites. And
all right, good. I appreciate your call. We know screen calls, folks can hear differing, interesting views like that. It's been proven by Linus Pauling and got a Nobel Prize that megadoses of vitamin C will only upset your stomach as the only side effect and do amazing things. I don't think you can say we'll cure it. It's all different for different people. But, yeah, anything that boosts your mitochondria, boosts your DNA, vitamin C is known to do that. The stuff that's in well, just go read about DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Do you think DNA, vitamin C is powerful? Well, this is exponentially more powerful. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. I was wondering if you've heard about the story up here in Pennsylvania that's been ongoing now since September the 12th, when a state trooper was killed and ambushed right outside of the state trooper barracks in Blooming Grove, Pennsylvania.
Yes, I am aware of it.
They are still looking for this character. Now, what I'm wondering is this a false flag, or is this something that is a lone wolf, or is it homegrown terrorism?
It sounds to me like a real psychopath that was into video games and wargaming. Sounds like a psychopath that they love to taunt the police. It fits the M.O. of a real guy from my research. I followed it extensively. We've mentioned it some, but if you look at the real M.O. of this guy and the way the media handled it, I think he's a psychopath who wants to hunt police.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, they had a press conference. You might find this interesting. When the one reporter asked the state trooper that was given the conference if this person had previously been involved with a psychiatrist or psychiatric medication, and the officer doing the press conference says, we cannot answer that. We have to decline on any remarks.
Yeah, no, I remember seeing in the word as he'd been under psychiatric care, which you can then bet he was on it. And again, that stuff just takes a violent nut and pushes him over the edge. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic
organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.